T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stafford kind of is on trial tonight, playing his first playoff game without the Lions holding him back. We'll see what he's made of. They're favored. They're playing at home. They've had a pretty good season.
Yeah.
We'll figure some things out tonight. What's your rooting interest? I have a stack of ticket texts talking about the possible shots that Rieger or myself will be forced to take at the end of this game.
There's one that I have. It's not, well, yeah, it's a shot, but we'll get to that. It's just, it's gross.
We got to figure this out by the end of the show today so we can pass it along to Rieger. He's on later on before the game. 8 o'clock tonight, Stafford cast, 971theticket.com. I'm rooting for Stafford tonight. I'm not worried about a couple spots in the draft. I want to see him win to stick it in the face of everybody who scapegoated this lazy narrative, put it on the quarterback and not the organization. And I do want the organization to look bad. I mean, they should look bad when they waste constant great players like Barry and Calvin and Stafford. They should look bad when they play bad and perform bad and hire bad people.
I think I might root for them if their next game was going to be in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be more intriguing. But, you know, if they win, it's Stafford versus Brady, which is intriguing enough for a lot of people. Some people won't know who to root for. They hate both.
You want to go to the phones? You want to get some of these texts in?
Let's do some texts, okay?
Okay.
You mentioned the last year our fantasy punishment was a shot of hot dog juice.
That's Jeff the Fisherman.
I suggest a bloody brain shot.
What the hell is that?
Strawberry vodka with Bailey's Irish cream curdled on top.
Anything that curdles is just no fun.
Anything with, I assume he believes, Jaeger.
Yeah.
Nothing like a thick licorice-type liquid. That stuff is the worst. Now, here's somebody has the one.
Jaeger is awful.
Here's the one that I had.
Yeah.
Okay? It was given to me. And they said, I'm going to tell you beforehand, before you take the shot, it tastes like crap. So at least I knew, you know, because sometimes if you don't know what you're drinking, it makes it worse if it's really bad. It's a shot from Chicago. It's a liqueur called Malort.
Okay.
It's the grossest thing I've ever had. And here somebody texts as well. It says, Malort is the worst shot ever by far. Wood flavor. However, it's a Chicago thing. It's hard to find here. Other worst shots are the Three Wise Men. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'll say
Johnny,
that's
Jim,
bad.
And Jack.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, that's a good one. Actually, one of the worst, and I look back on it now, maybe it wasn't as bad, was the Prairie Fire.
What's that?
Tequila and Tabasco.
That doesn't sound great. See, what I'm hoping in that case that tequila just overpowers. You could power through a tequila shot. That's fine.
Yeah.
Anything that's got, like someone texted in and said smoker's cough, which apparently is a shot of Jaeger and a scoop of mayonnaise.
Ugh.
Rieger has been bringing that up off air. I think he's pushing for that. I don't know if he likes mayo. I do not. So that's like a terrible decision. But whatever we decide on doing.
I'm looking at some of these websites. How about this? How about a mac and cheese shot?
What is a mac? What is that?
Macaroni, milk, Velveeta, and cheese rum.
Could that be good?
I don't know. Prairie chicken, gin, raw egg yolk, salt, and pepper. Now, I don't know. This one I've seen on a few lists. It's called Gilpin Family Whiskey. This wonderful concoction, unfortunately, isn't sold in stores, so you can put your car keys down. Gilpin takes the urine of 2 diabetic patients daily, extracts the high sugar content, then uses that sugar in the fermentation of whiskey production.
Some people are getting into some stuff here. Someone says a plum brandy. It goes down like pure rubbing alcohol. It's going to burn the whole way.
Wow, I like brandy, and I like the flavor of plums. Now, here's one I don't know how I could. It's beer. It's called Horse, and the last word is starts with a J and it rhymes with fizz. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Which is 50% beer and 50% milk. Oh.
But if it's only a shot.
Yeah, well, if it's only a shot, you can drink anything if it's only a shot.
I know, but the goal here is to have some stakes on it.
Find Malort.
Find Malort if we can. Where would we even get that?
I don't know.
I'm going to make a grocery store run later today. So
I looked up gross shots, and the first one that popped up was a shot called Gorilla Puke.
What is in Gorilla Puke?
It doesn't seem like it would be that bad. It's Bacardi and Wild Turkey Bourbon Whiskey.
Oh, that sounds fine. It actually might be good.
How about this? Infected Whitehead Shot. Vodka Bloody Mary mix. I love that. With a spoonful of cottage cheese.
Oh, cottage cheese is gross.
Snake bile wine, bile extracted from live cobra and rice wine. Okay, you can find
I don't think we're getting live cobra venom in the next, 12 hours? Probably not. Cement mixer's getting some love.
Okay, I don't know how you put this in a shot. It's called the Kim Jong-un nuclear bomb. A Big Mac, McDonald's large fries, McDonald's tangy barbecue sauce, McDonald's milkshake, McDonald's apple pie, and vodka. You put it in a blender?
I was going to say, how big is a shot glass? What are we going to?
Here's one that would just be dreadful. It's called the Eggermeister. It's Jägermeister and a crushed up pickled egg.
Ooh.
That's going to be gross.
See, I think I always forget the name of it. We went out to dinner once as a station, like with Jimmy, the programming, and we went to this place and Valenti ordered some shot. It was a horrible, horrible tasting liqueur. I can't remember what the hell it was called, though. It began with an F. That I remember. Yeah. So if anybody...
Hey, this is the beauty of it. We have a workshop going right now. We're workshopping what the worst shot could possibly be, the shot of reality at the end of tonight's Stafford playoff game.
So I found one that I think molds what my guys' thing for you guys was to try a spicy... This is a mold of spicy and disgusting. It's called the tapeworm. Vodka, Tabasco sauce, a dash of black pepper, and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and a drink. I don't like mayonnaise, period, except a little bit of with tuna.
Mayonnaise on a sandwich. I don't like mayonnaise, period. No. It's also going to create an awful texture for the shot. I would rather have the most burning alcohol imaginable than take... mayonnaise with something else.
We
got to
find you guys some Malort. That's what we have.
If you can come up clutch, that would be awesome. Let me get back to the phones. Bill is on a cell. Bill talking a little bit about the stakes of tonight's game. Stafford playing without a Lions uniform on a pretty good team. What do you think is going to happen tonight?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be rooting against the Rams because I'm a Lions fan. I like Matthew Stafford, obviously. He's a good person. And, you know, hey, next year, you know, maybe the Rams can win it all because we don't get their first-round draft pick.
No, it's the next 2 years. It's the next 2 years.
It is the next 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Well, then I'll be rooting against Stafford next year, too. But, you know, Jim, I got to tell you, and, you know, I don't mean any disrespect, but, you know, you say it's a lazy take you know, just to blame Stafford for everything. But I think it's an equally lazy take just to blame the Lions organization for everything.
I think winning and losing in the NFL.
Let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me talk. All right. You know, I hear that all the time. And yes, you know, am I here to defend the Lions organization? No. They have not made good personnel decisions, front office decisions. But the fact is Matthew Stafford had plenty of talent around him while he was here. And he's 8-68 or 8-70 against winning teams. Is that all the Lions? Is that all the Lions?
No.
So, Bill, you may be surprised to find out that losing teams lose to winning teams a lot.
No, I know.
I know that's a crazy realization that a losing team would lose to winning teams, but it in fact has played out before Stafford was drafted and after Stafford was drafted. I would think, Bill, I'm sure you've called in a time or two after a Lions loss and complained about this organization. I'd like you to keep that same energy when having this conversation. Because you know how poorly run they've been. Plenty of talent. The word plenty is doing a lot of work in that sentence. I wouldn't say there's been plenty of talent on an organization that has finished dead last in rushing and dead last in defense more times than they've been top 10 in Stafford's career. I think that would be a better indication of the talent support that has been here. And I think that's as big a problem for why they're where they are right now. They have so much work to do on this roster, and that's the same issues that have been there before Stafford and with Stafford. So that is doing, in my mind, most of the blame. Most of the blame goes to the organization because teams win and lose, not players.
Well, quarterback is the most position, the most important position on a team. I think everybody understands
that. But let me ask you this. I would tell you it is the most important position in today's game. But in a previous era, I would argue running back was the most important position in football.
No.
There was an era where the running back was the dominant player on an offense.
It was more important than the receiver, but I always thought the quarterback was always the most.
Because how many playoff wins does Barry have? I think he's better than Emmitt Smith.
So do I.
But he only has one playoff win.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think it's about the team more than anything else.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know. I just think, you know, if you're going to break it down like that, you know, is it percentages? Is it mostly because of the Lions organization? Yeah, but I'm sick and tired of hearing the lazy-ass media talking like this about Stafford the whole year about how, oh, my God, he was like held captive in a dungeon, you know, bread and water for 15 years. That's a joke, man.
Bill, that's just a joke. Bill, the Lions have been a dungeon.
To be fair, though, he also had a losing record against winning teams this year, too. So it didn't really matter that he wins at the Rams.
That's a good point.
You know what bothers? It bothers people.
I loved his expression when you threw that at him, by the way, Paul.
I'm just saying it either followed him from Detroit or it might have been maybe some Stafford, too.
Well, he also went out and beat a couple 10-win teams this year. Went and beat Tom Brady head-to-head. Went and beat Kyler Murray on primetime. They won the division in large part because of that game, for people who think he backed in.
The Lions lost both games to the 49ers.
The Lions beat Kyler Murray, too.
I think what bothers Lions fans is the national media has held up a mirror during the Stafford games. Yes. They've said, look how bad you were.
Right.
And Lions fans, you know that you're bad, but you're getting offended that other people are making fun of you.
No,
you make fun of yourself all the time. Be consistent.
We'll continue this after the
break. All right, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.